The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the show. I am saying it again, people. It is manifesting season. We're coming up on a new year, my friends. And that means I am about to release my 21-day manifesting challenge on January 1st. This challenge is a Gabby favorite amongst the thousands and thousands of people who join me every single year. It is so powerful. It will really, really hook you up and set you up to win and help you turn your greatest desires into your reality, truly. There's really easy lessons, manifesting practices, super high frequency meditations, and a beautiful manifesting ritual at the very end. So if you're someone who wants to take that New Year's resolution and see it all the way through to the end and create a new pattern and repetition of new behavior, then this is for you. Let's kick off the new year together. Let's supercharge your attracting power. Let's raise your vibration. Let's manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Go to deargabby.com/challenge to lock in your spot now. This is going to be epic. So go to deargabby.com/challenge. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. I just started with a little question of who saw the Taylor Swift movie. I liked it. My son came with me. We stayed for an hour and 40 minutes. He's 5 years old and he was eating popcorn off the floor. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. But yeah, Taylor, man, she is like no joke. She's larger than life. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And why not talk about Taylor Swift when we're in manifesting month here on Dear Gabby as we prepare for the new year and we start to cultivate an energy of abundance and gratitude and appreciation as we prepare for the new year and the 21-day manifesting challenge, you guys, 21-day manifesting challenge is coming out. It is out. It is out. It is out into the world starting on January 1st. You can get in there. Go to deargabby.com/challenge to get into the 21-day manifesting challenge. Let's go manifesting in the new year. Now, for those of you who are out there wanting to know, I have no idea what the topic was for the show. What was the topic we wanted, Josh? Don't edit that. I think it's hysterical that I literally sat the down and have no idea what I'm talking about. What is our topic? But that's actually a good thing that everybody knows. Don't edit any of this, Josh. Everyone has to know that we don't script these shows. We just sit down. Sometimes we don't even have a topic. We let the universe tell us what to do. It's coming through. What's up? Patience. Oh, yes. We did want to talk about patience. I guess I'm just so patient that I didn't even know what the topic was. I was just so relaxed and let go of control in my patient world. Yeah, patience. When I tell an audience that one of the methods to manifesting is patience, they literally like, boo, they boo me. They're like, fuck you. Because truly, patience is not what people want to hear. They want to hear like, how do I get it now, Gabby? What's the deal? How do I get it now? And I get that. I understand. But that attitude of how do I make it happen right now, that attitude is not helping you manifest. That attitude is keeping you stuck in the dramas and the stories and the pushing and the controlling. And when we're patient, we actually are allowing. And a genuine quality that a super attractor has is patience. I'm going to talk about patience today. I'm going to take questions about patience today. There is my favorite quote from A Course in Miracles. Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. Patience, people, patience. And the secret to prayer is to forget what you think you need and just be patient and allow. And you're still sitting there and you're like, screw you, Gabby. I don't know how to be patient. I wanted to do that in Cartman's voice. It's going to kill my voice right now, but screw you, Gabby. Oh my God, Rhea's like, what are you doing? Rhea's like, why are you like a weirdo, weird middle-aged woman? Girl went off the rails. Here I go. Here we go. Come back. Come back. So patience. Yeah, I think that patience isn't easy when we have such a strong need. But the secret to patience also is that oftentimes we think that when I have that thing, I'm going to be complete. I'm going to feel happy. I'm going to feel good. And it's the opposite. When I feel good, I manifest what is of the highest and best for me. And so if you start to let go of the idea that something out there is going to complete you, something you manifest is going to make you happy, but instead just choose to be in the joy of the creation, choose to be in the joy of your day-to-day moments. This tea that Rhea got me that I just knocked into the microphone is just delicious. And I'm going to focus on the joy of my microphone tea and being with my friends and being with you. That allows me to be in this present moment. It allows me to be patient in the things that I'm creating. And I got to tell you, I own patience right now. I like nail it. I'm super, super good at patience now. Some people might disagree. Not necessarily patient, not that good at patience when it comes to wanting things done at my own speed, but I think I'm quite good at patience. What do you think, Josh? I think I'm patient when it comes to things that are manifesting. Yeah. Josh is saying yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not always patient when I want like, you know, that let's get that audio up. It's so great. No, but that's just also excitement. But when we are manifesting something and we want to allow it to come into form, patience is our most valuable resource. So let's talk about that today. I want to bring in some guests. I want to see who's freaking out, who's trying to control things. If you're a controller, if you're a manic manifester, that's who I want to hear from today. I want to reorganize you and just shift your energy because you know who you are, you manic manifester. You're the folks that are like, if I do all the things right, if I meditate all the time, if I listen to all the podcasts, if I affirm, I put the things on the vision board that I'm going to manifest, I'm going to make it happen. You know who you are. And it's just by trying to make it happen, nothing happens. So let's get out of that manic manifesting mode and start to cultivate more calm, presence, and patience so that we can just let our super attractor power do the work for us. Let's go. Who's our first guest? Hi, Erin.
Hi, there. Hi, Gabby.
How are you, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Great.
This is my second time back with you, actually. And when I woke up today, I just had this feeling you were going to be doing a Dear Gabby recording.
Huh.
And then an hour later, I got your email.
You manifested us.
Yes.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. So on the topic of patience, I feel like I've been in this energy of planting seeds, trying to set up where I'm going on my career path. I'm trying to create an online business. And I feel like for this whole year now, I've been planting seeds along the way. And I just am wondering, like, when is my time going to come? I'm having trouble not comparing myself to people around me. I see everybody else succeeding and winning in certain ways. And I feel like I'm doing all the right things. And I'm just wondering, when is it going to be my turn? And I'm trying to stay in a high vibration about it all. But some days are harder than others. And I get a little down on myself about it sometimes.
You're the perfect guest for this concept, for this topic today. I am so happy you came through. So you said a few things. One, you said, I'm planting seeds. Great. I love that. Have you ever planted a garden or planted a plant or tended to a plant in any form? Yes, you did.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you overwater it, what happens?
It does not thrive.
If you over-fertilize it, what happens?
Same thing. It's not going to grow the way it should.
If you sit over it and just are like trying, that's the other word you said, trying to make it grow, what happens?
It probably won't grow.
So you're planting the seeds, which is gorgeous, but you're not letting them grow. And all the trying and the comparing are blocking the natural order of growth. So it's not that you aren't the perfect match for the growth. It's that your energy is misaligned with that match. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Following me?
Yes.
So two of the biggest reasons that we block our manifesting power when we're trying and when we are comparing. So wonderful, wonderful moment for you. You joined me right before the new year. I'm going to give you the manifesting challenge. I'm going to get you in there. And I'm going to start you off right now by giving you some guidance on how to stop trying and stop comparing. Sound good?
Absolutely.
Let's do it, girl. Okay, so let's start with the trying. When you notice yourself efforting, like any form of efforting, and I'm using that word because it's something I've been using in my own life. I literally claim to the universe, I am no longer efforting. If something feels like I'm putting too much effort into it or trying too hard, I'm going to back the F down. So when you notice yourself efforting, I want you to literally shut down the computer, turn off the Instagram, sit on your hands and shut your mouth. And I want you to just sit for a moment in the discomfort. Sit in the feeling of what it feels like to want to get there, or want to make it happen, or want to control it, or want to make whatever it is that needs to happen. Because if we don't give ourselves a moment to breathe with that feeling, then you might just be like getting into a high vibration over the feeling, right? And that's not going to help you. So I want you to notice when you're efforting and then sit on your hands and shut your mouth and sit for a moment and breathe with it and feel into that feeling of what that need is that's pulling you to push, to control, to manifest. If you feel into that feeling for about 90 seconds, that feeling can pass. That feeling can change. Your energy can shift. And from that new energy, you can return to the same thing you were doing or just go do something else. Because with that energy shift, whatever it is that you're doing in that moment will be far more powerful than if you were in the energy of that neediness or that control or that manic manifesting. So I want you to notice the efforting. Stop in your tracks, take a deep breath, and then revisit whatever the next right action might be. You with me, Erin?
Yes.
The next thing is the comparing. And you've probably heard me talk about this, Erin, but when we're comparing ourselves to others, what happens is we're actually missing the miracle. We're missing the manifesting miracle. Because when other people have the things that we want, it's not that we don't have it. It's that they're reflecting back to us what's possible inside of us, what is true inside of us. They're reflecting back a desire that we have. And so instead of letting that comparison guide us to a place of, I don't have that, but they do, we want to really lean into what's possible inside of me. See it as driftwood. See it as the universe revealing to you. That person has that, so can you. That person has that, so can you. And reminding you of your desire, because when we really relish in our desires, rather than minimize them or judge ourselves for not having it yet, but instead relish in the desire and the excitement and the enthusiasm about what it is that we want to create, that's when we start to get back into a point of attraction and out of the energy of comparison. So those two practices, first, I want you to stop yourself in your tracks when you're efforting, take a breath, breathe into the feeling, and then take the next action. And then when you notice people that you're comparing, just say, oh, there's driftwood. That's a reflection of who I am. That's a reflection of what's possible in my life. And celebrate it. Celebrate it. Feel into the feeling of it. Believe in it. Shift your energy around it. Even just celebrate the fact that you saw it in someone else, knowing that you seeing that in someone else is a step towards manifesting. How does that feel, Erin?
Really good. That really, especially the part about stopping efforting, that really resonates, because I think those are the moments where I start to get a little off track, is when I'm efforting too hard. I need to take a step back and detach. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I had to let go of somebody that I was working with, like an external contractor, and he was devastated that I let him go. But I had to, because it felt like I had to effort too much. And I was like, you're wonderful, you're good at your work, but it feels like too much effort for me right now to get this to where I want it to be. And I had to just own that. And I was like, oh, I've invested all this money in him and I've invested all this time in him. And I just had to let it go. Be like, no more efforting. It's not working for me. And I was loving and kind. And I felt for him because he did good work, but it just was still too much effort for me. And so I had to let it go, even though I was building up some momentum behind it. So noticing when you're in that efforting and just stop yourself in your tracks. Patience comes when we no longer are tolerant of so much efforting. Big one, baby. Big one.
Thank you so much. That's exactly what I needed to hear today.
Muchas gracias, amiga. De nada.
Thank you, Gabby. So good to see you.
Hasta luego. Do you guys know, yo hablo español. Yo estudio español. Pero una día, yo quiero hablar una hora en español. Una hora de Dear Gabby en español. I actually want to use my Spanish as a great thing for all of you to hear. So yo hablo español. Yo estudio con una aplicación Duolingo. Yo estudio todos los noches para 10 minutos. 10 minutes a night, I study Spanish. 10 minutes a night with the app Duolingo. 10 minutes a night, 10 minutes a night, 10 minutes a night, 10 minutes a night. Some nights I go a little bit longer when I feel like I have like major neuroplasticity and I'm just like, I'll just keep going when it really feels like it's sinking in. But just 10 minutes a night. And by mucho practicar. I mean, I'm probably speaking f***ed up Spanglish to you right now. But the fact that I am in it and I'm enjoying it and I'm doing it, this is another practice and patience. Am I going to be fluent in Spanish tomorrow? No. Posible, pero no. No. Am I going to practice and practice and get better and better the more I enjoy it? Yes. En un año, posible. Yo hablar perfecto. Yo hablo perfecto. Pero hoy, no perfecto. But the point is that I just go for it. And so I think that find this something that's bringing you joy and just practice it a little bit every single day and it will grow and it will grow and it will grow. And being in the day helps you stay patient, because if you're feeling like I have to be there tomorrow, then you're just going to keep overriding yourself and get in your own way. Whereas if you're like, I'm happy with where I am today, I'm just going to speak my Spanglish and do the best I can. Then, and also being in the energy of the why. What's the why behind it? One, it's bringing me joy. Two, it's actually helping my brain. It's like totally serving my brain. And three, there's mucho personas en Estados Unidos that habla español. Yo quiero hablar con mis amigos. And so I want to speak with my Spanish friends. I want to be able to give a talk in Spanish. I want to be respectful of so many people in my country that speak Spanish. And that's something that's really igniting for me. And so what's the why? And can you take small steps towards it that you have that are joyful? That helps you stay in the patience. So many gifts coming through on this show. Muy bien. I am so happy to have Seed as a partner on this show because I love Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic. I really, really do. In fact, I realized the other day that I was like running super low on this product and I made a note that I have to get more and I absolutely do not want to run out of it, especially if I'm traveling. And I just don't go anywhere without the Seed DS1. Taking Seed DS1 every morning has become this non-negotiable in my daily routine. With Seed's DS1, you're not just getting any old probiotic. Seed DS1 Daily Symbiotic is a broad spectrum probiotic and prebiotic formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. And here's the deal. If you have gut issues, if you're bloated, if you have brain fog, if you feel like you can't digest certain foods, the question I have for you is, are you taking a probiotic? And then the next question I have for you is, are you taking a good probiotic? And the answer is probably no and no, or yes and no. And so whatever answer you have given me, if the answer isn't Seed, then we got some changes to make here, people. We are ready to just get energized, survive the holiday season with good digestion, and make sure we're fully set up to have that amazing microbiome, which supports our immune system, our brain functioning, you name it. So just don't mess around. Get the best, only the best for the Gabby listeners. So get the real deal in Symbiotic, one that is backed with clinical trials and scientific data. Visit seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby to redeem 25% off your first month of Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby.
Hola, Gabby, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, Alexandra, habla español. Muy bien, mi amiga, ¿cómo estás?
Muy emocionada de estar aquí contigo hoy. Sí, Gabby, sí. It's been a great show. I'm going to say what everybody else says. I knew it was my day today, so I'm super excited to be here.
Bienvenido a mi podcast.
Muchas gracias. For me, patience is about control. I don't know how to let go. I feel if I'm not doing, then I'm not making it happen. And you speak about manic manifesting. I am a manic manifester. And if I have an opportunity to lay back, I get this anxious or guilty feeling behind me that I need to be doing something to making it happen. So I don't know how to let it go. I don't know how to relax. So I get to that point where you say, put everything down and walk away. I put everything down, I walk away. And then the thoughts start coming, like maybe we should send one more application. Maybe we should look at one more profile in the dating app. Maybe we should go out there and try to do something. And I am a control freak, which is, I think, the reason why I'm so successful, because I enjoy that at work, because I have this cold approach to it. It's work. I don't have feelings attached to it. But when it comes to my... But when it comes to personal, then I am attached to the results. I am attached to how it's gonna do, and I don't know how to let go.
Okay. ¿Cómo se dice patience in español?
Paciencia.
Paciencia. Es muy bien. Muy bonita. Paciencia, amiga. So it's so easy to be patient with the things that we trust, with the things that we can't control, the things that we don't maybe have that muscle memory of faith. We want to control, we want to push, we want to make happen because we don't believe that the universe can help us. We don't believe that there is a time and order that is best for us. And so all of the lessons I've shared today are perfecto para tú. Pero, now I want to speak in Spanish, but I don't have all the words. Take my Spanish lesson as an example. When you have a desire, in this case for you, it's a personal desire to be in a relationship. You can't just sit around and just expect that being in your apartment or being in your house and just watching TV, you're going to meet a guy. Like, that's just not necessarily what's going to happen. But when you put intention into it and you plant the seeds gently and slowly and just effortlessly planting the seeds, joyfully planting the seeds, then that energy can grow and that energy can manifest and cultivate. That energy is what puts you into a point of attraction. And that's when your partner comes to you or finds you or bumps into you or knocks at your door, whatever happens, because it happens. So I want you to just give yourself permission right now. Paciencia. Permission for paciencia. And what does that look like? I want you to plant a seed, a small seed every day, one small seed. And instead of trying to do it all, be on all the apps, push, 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 you know, whatever it is, one small seed daily. To cultivate that trust that you're taking an action and faith in walking away, right? Faith in letting go. And it's an exercise. It's a paciencia, it's a practice. Tú necesitas practicar paciencia. It's a
practice. Oh, yes.
Sí. It's a daily practice. So, una día a tiempo. ¿Sí? One day at a time?
Sí. Una vez a la vez.
Sí. One day at a time, continuously coming back to that gentle practice. And so if you do it for the next 20 days, for the next 20 days, I want you to just each day wake up, hear my voice in the back of your mind, replay this podcast episode, and just take a small, gentle seed and plant it. Maybe it means just putting something up on your profile or just sending a message to somebody that you see online. or writing a letter to the universe about what you want to call into your life. One small little moment, and then trust that that's enough. Trust that that's more than enough, way more than enough. Trust that all the controlling that you're so great at work ain't so sexy online. It's not a sexy vibrational energy. And so trusting that these little seeds planted are really sensual, really sexy, really attractive. And so just plant the seed and then stop. Plant the next seed the next day and walk away. And the other piece of this is while you're planting these seeds, do more of what brings you joy. Because when you're in joy, you are activating that super attractor power. When you're having fun in your life, I mean, my friend, you have such a gorgeous smile. Your energy is muy bonita. It's beautiful energy. And you said, yo soy emocionado. You have such emotion. See, emocionado is emotional.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Es muy bonita. Es muy perfecto. Es muy simpático y feliz. Yo quiero más of that energía. See? I want
yes.
more of that energy. It comes right through to me. And so just cultivate more, más energía, energy cultivated over and over and over again in this beautiful, profound, magnetic way. It's little seeds planted, having more fun, creating more space, 20 days. I want you to report back to me how you feel, where you're at, what's happening in your life, what's changed, what's new, what's novel in 20 days. And what I also want you to do, mi amiga, I'm going to give you the manifesting challenge so you can apply it to this desire. That's 21 days, right? So you're going to do 20 days now leading up to the challenge, and you're going to do 21 days of the challenge. And those practices of repetition, small actions daily, just like my 10 minutes a night, 10 minutos todos los noches, that adds up. That adds up and it creates more confiance. See, my confidence grows and my practice continues and I develop and develop. And the same goes for the energy of romance and the attracting power within you. And you have to trust me on this. Trust me on this. If you notice yourself efforting, sit on your hands and shut your mouth and feel into the feeling, of the need to control, the belief that you have to jump. Give yourself 90 seconds to fully feel it. And I promise you it will shift. In 90 seconds, it can shift and you can move on to the next thing. No more efforting. Is efforting sexy, my love?
It's not. It's not even. I feel like my mind just goes into this crazy hold of what else, where we can go and do. So what you're saying totally resonates with me.
Yeah. You're actually only allowed to plant one small seed a day. I'm not giving you permission to plant any more seeds each day. Okay?
I can do that.
I'm coaching. I can come back in 20 days and tell me what happened.
Thank you, Gabby.
Oh, muchas gracias. Y de nada. De nada. Muchas gracias, amiga. What a beautiful show. Okay. Una más. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Gabby.
How are you, hon?
I'm doing fantastic. Let me just say your Spanish está muy bueno. Está perfecto.
Pero yo tengo muy confianza y perfecto acento, pero nada mucho vocabulario.
But I think that's key, right? My husband's, he's Canadian, but he, like you, wanted to learn Spanish. And he did the same thing. He has really good pronunciation. Once you have the vocabulary, that's all you need.
Sí, sí, sí. Muchas gracias.
Okay, so.
Tú eres mi maestra.
Anytime.
Gracias.
Okay, so my question is more in relation to manifesting a healthier lifestyle. Like I know I'm a mom of two and full-time work and trying to do a side hustle to replace my full-time job at some point. And as my baby's just 18 months, so I'm still trying to get back into a new normal in a way. So I've come to the realization that, of course, I can't really go back to pre-baby weight or lifestyle in any way. But how do I manifest this when in my house, things have changed dramatically? So I don't have the ability to be surrounded by healthy foods all the time. My husband, he's blessed with a fantastic metabolism. So he eats and does whatever he wants. And that's fantastic for him. But for me, I feel like if I'm surrounded by all the sweets and all the things, then I am trying to manifest something, but my reality keeps reminding me that I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. And then it's easy for me to fall off the wagon in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. So I am a mother too, and I've experienced my second pregnancy. Well, I didn't carry that baby full term. I lived with a lot of extra weight. And while somebody else might out there be like, oh, well, you know, screw you, Gabby, you were still tiny or whatever. For me, I just didn't feel like I was in my body. And I understand that feeling very much. And what I found for myself was becoming comfortable in the body that I was in for about 2 years. It was about 2 years of just being not fitting into my clothes the same way. I remember my girlfriend was just like, size up, sister. And I was like, okay, you know? And it was sort of this acceptance around, yeah, I birthed a child. Yeah, I gained 50 pounds to do this. Yes, I did a year of IVF for the second pregnancy, all the things that gained the weight. And being in a place of acceptance of the body where it was allowed me to start to, one, let myself off the hook a little bit, okay? Because I don't think any amount of pressure is going to get the weight off and keep it off. It just won't. It really won't. So being in a place of gratitude and acceptance for the way your body has been able to birth and carry a human and giving it grace and patience, because you absolutely, my love, can get back to your original weight. It is not impossible. It is absolutely attainable, but often it happens when you least expect it. So male people are like, oh my God, just like the baby weight just flew right off. It's often when we're not so hyper-focused and so critical and so diligent and so hardcore that we actually give ourselves grace to be where we're at. And in that grace, we make more mindful choices. In that place of, you know, I don't want to be here anymore, we're like, oh, well, screw it. I'm just going to pick up the cookie or whatever it is. But in that place of grace, we're more mindful about wanting to nurture ourselves and nourish ourselves. And so I can give you a million different pieces of advice, but practical advice is just move in some way every day. Whether it's a 10-minute Pilates video on YouTube or my girlfriend, Melissa Wood, I love her 15-minute workouts. I call it one Melissa a day. We'll keep the weight away, okay? I tell her I said that. That was a good one. It's all about the small steps inward. I'm going to give you the Gabby Coaching Membership app. And I want you to use it every day as a gentle connection to me as your coach to just drop in, get a little bit of guidance. There's a journaling practice in there called Daily Design Method. Josh does it every day. And it's asking yourself these four questions, and you can journal it every single day, the moment that you wake up. How do I want to feel today? Who do I want to be today? What do I want to receive today? And what do I want to give today? And if you ask these questions each day, how do I want to feel today? I want to feel healthy in my body today. Who do I want to be today? I want to be a vibrant energy that is athletic and energized and excited. You know, what do I want to receive today? I want to receive nourishing food. What do I want to give today? I want to give lots of love. Whatever it might be that you put out into the world, setting that intention from the onset of the day will set you up to win. It'll dictate the rest of your day. So you do that in the morning, you walk into the kitchen, the donuts are on the table, and you're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to have a smoothie instead. I promise you, because you're setting yourself up to win. You're putting a positive intention at the onset of the day and start to put these small actions into your practice. People think, oh, I am a mom now and I have my career now and I don't have time to meditate. Okay, but you have time to open your app and let me say an affirmation to you in the morning, right? You know, you have time to sit with me for 2 minutes. There's Get Gabby's and there's 2 minutes in there. So you can just jump right in. And so these small little adjustments, first thing in the beginning of the day, start to change and dictate the rest of your week. And the other big piece here is we're talking about patience on this show. Just like I said to the earlier guest about dating, and I said, plant one seed each day and then stop. I want you to do the same. Plant each seed every day as you open that app, or and then when you're in the Gabby Coaching Membership, you're going to have the manifesting challenge. One small thing every single day, one small thing every day. The onset of your day is planting a seed for how you're going to show up for the rest of the day. And so opening up your mindful energy, getting connected to spirit in the morning, getting connected to your coach, AKA me, in the morning, feeling supported in the morning will give you more focus and attention towards treating yourself differently throughout the day. The big part of the gig is patience, because it's lots of little right actions. It's lots of repetitive steps. So my love, I just want to really emphasize that planting these small seeds every morning sets you up to win for the rest of the day. How does that feel for you?
It feels, in a way, it's interesting because it feels doable because, like you say, and it is one step at a time. You get so involved in the everyday of just trying to keep kids alive and yourself alive that it just, you lose focus on what matters. So I want to thank you for that reminder because it is true. I mean, if I can start my day a little bit more clear, absolutely. And thank you. Thank you for the gift. You have no idea. So great.
And by the way, I'm not even suggesting that you sit down with me for even 10 minutes and meditate. I'm suggesting you're just opening me up and listening to the affirmation that I'm going to read you that morning. So I repeat these out loud. I recite the affirmations or just listening to some of the meditation music and the meditation for 5 minutes. Whatever it is that you can do in that morning is enough. Yeah. And then I like to say move in some way every day. So take the walking meditation from that Gabby Coaching membership app and practice that every single day. Just while you walk for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you have and whatever time you have, even if it's just walking around the house, holding the baby, listening to the meditation, even if it's just doing that, just walking around the house, holding the baby, doing the meditation. That's enough.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And my love, all the mamas out there, give yourself grace. You carried a human. You gained weight to hold human life. It doesn't go away right away. And it is something to be proud of and to really just love yourself deeply and thank your body for the great service it has brought to the world. Okay, my love?
Thank you.
Muchas
gracias.
De nada, amiga. De nada. Muchas gracias, mi audience. I love you guys so much. It's been such a gorgeous show. If you're wanting more manifesting, I really, really, really encourage you to do the manifesting challenge with us. 21 days. 21 days with me starting January 1st. We start on January 1st, get in there before. And in that manifesting challenge, I'll continuously give you these small seeds to plant every single day to cultivate a new energy to carry you into the new year and manifest the big dreams that you desire. I also just am so grateful that we talked about patience because it is one of the lessons in the manifesting challenge. And now you have a jump start on really cultivating more patience in your life. And I love you guys. I'm so proud to be your teacher. Go to deargabby.com/challenge to get all the details for the challenge. And I just can't wait to take this journey further with you. Thank you so much for being part of this show. Thank you for being part of my world. And I'm proud of you. Keep it up. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.